Bradley looks very confused.
What's happening, Dad?
Oh, Daddy.
Oh.
He doesn't know. He has no idea what's going on.
He's going to dance to this music.
No, you're going to get him excited and then he's going to knock all this shit over again.
Look at him.
He looks like he really doesn't want to be doing that.
He's got rhythm.
He can't even hear the music. Hon, watch your foot. Jesus. Oh, God. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Marianne.
We used to be dating.
Then we got engaged.
And now we're just married. We did it that time.
Oh, my fucking God. It's only taken like
3 weeks.
Fucking podcast.
No, we did it right for like a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
But we didn't do it right last week, and I don't think we did it right the week before.
I just came in dropping F-bombs.
That's fine.
I've had a week.
I have this listed as explicit on iTunes.
That's good, because I say the F word a lot.
Fundamentals?
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Farfig Newton?
Fragment.
Fracture.
Flirt.
Philistine? No, that's
nope,
PH.
Nope, that's PH. You lose.
That's fine. I don't mind losing.
Good day,
sir. I said good day. No, people don't end conversations enough like that.
You know what else they don't do?
What do they not do?
They don't stop talking during movies.
Oh, we're just going right into that?
We're going to do it because it's like, get to the point. You know what I mean? Charlie and I went to see Jumanji in Glendale.
Which, honestly, that's our bad.
Yes.
Not that the movie was not good. It's exactly what
Actually,
you think it's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's fun.
Kevin Hart's funny. The Rock is charming. Jack Black is amazing, as he always is. And Karen Gillan's fantastic, as she always is.
Amazing. Great. Great job.
But we went to Glendale.
Yes.
At the Americana.
Yes.
That's our fault.
That's right.
That's where we got to realize that we did not have the home field advantage going into the game.
Arclight. Don't put up with that shit.
No, Arclight will have a underpaid 18-year-old wannabe actor come out and kick you out. Because you know what? Arclight doesn't put up with that shit, and that kid has nothing else to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. He has power over the talking.
How much do you quietly judge the favorite movies that are on Arclight employees' pins?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Really?
I've never noticed that.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, 12
Years a Slave.
Well,
if it's Forrest Gump, I'm just going to straight up hug the person and be like, I get you, fam. Get it.
Sometimes you'll see very, like you'll. I see a lot of Donnie Darko.
Oh, honey.
And for anyone who's listened, I feel like we're only 8 episodes into this podcast, and we've already talked shit about Donnie Darko at least 5 times.
Yeah.
Not that Jake Gyllenhaal's bad.
No.
But Jake Gyllenhaal has been so good in everything else.
You know who's in Donnie Darko? Did I tell you?
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Sean Cowig.
Really? What does he do?
I think he's a student in one of Jake Gyllenhaal's classes, maybe?
Wow.
But he's in that movie.
I can't imagine a young... I can't imagine a young Sean Cowig, yet at the same time, I can.
Mm-hmm. He's exactly who you think he used to be.
He's the only kid in the class that's weirder looking than Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Yeah. And way more charming.
Yeah. I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal's pretty good.
Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he's in that movie because he has a picture of himself with Jake Gyllenhaal in the cast of Donnie Darko that looks like it was on a set.
Okay. It's not like he was delivering sandwiches.
I don't think so. I think
although
he's
who would
like,
do that for a actually if they did that for a sandwich boy, then like that's pretty
fucking
cool set.
Cool. Yeah.
That's like when they do the HBO first looks and they're like, we had fun. We had fun here.
We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun on this set. And that's when you go, oh fuck, it's a bad movie.
It's a terrible, terrible film.
Yeah. Anytime you see just like, like that's when you started hearing about Mel Gibson pulling pranks on like the set of What Women Want.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, he's just a prankster. We had a lot of fun on this movie.
I can tell you had a lot of fun. The movie is terrible.
It's not good. But he puts on pantyhose, honey. And then someone walks in and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, getting in touch with my femininity. But he's like, he's embarrassed, you know?
Sure.
Because he's just trying to figure out what women.
Oh, my God.
There was I feel like 1998 to 2003.
Yes.
Is the golden age of shitty romantic comedies.
Oh, hell yes.
Just like just in the same way that 1989 to like 1996 is the golden era of like high budget shitty action movies.
Absolutely.
It like right after that is when, you know, the ladies came back.
That's the
Empire Strikes Back.
Yep. I mean, you got your How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, mm-hmm. Sweet Home Alabama. Oh, Jesus. 98 to 2000. Let's see if I can, how many I can think of. Lots of Sandy Bullock flicks.
There's gotta be, I mean, I'll name an actress. You tell me.
Okay.
All right. Jennifer Lopez.
Enough. But that's not a romantic comedy.
It is a comedy.
Wedding Planner.
Okay, yeah.
But
With the Mac.
With the Mac. Made in Manhattan.
Yep, okay.
Do you
remember? Now, this is the only thing I remember from, I think, Made in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the thing, like, the meet cute thing that mm-hmm. then gets, like, pulled, that then gets referenced at the end. That's like, I don't know what they want the audience's reaction to mm-hmm. be, but you can tell like they think it's like sweet and endearing.
Sure.
Where she's eating M&Ms.
Yeah.
And she's only eating the brown ones.
Right.
And she says, I don't like the other M&Ms because they're liars and the chocolate ones basically look the way they're going to taste.
That's correct.
That's retarded, right?
I can't remember if that's Made in Manhattan or Wedding Planner, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Wedding Planner because I'm pretty sure Matthew McConaughey does the same thing. And that's why they're like, oh my God, we're meant to be together.
Wait, who's right? in Made in Manhattan? Is that the Ralph Fiennes?
I believe so.
The Ralph Fiennes?
Ralph Fiennes. I believe so.
Okay.
And the guy from Grey's Anatomy. Dr. Karev from Grey's Anatomy is in Made in Manhattan.
Oh.
I believe so.
I don't know.
This is my...
I've watched so many episodes of that with you, and I have no idea who any of the characters are.
I know.
What their names are. What's going on. Who's related. Yep. Any of it. I've probably seen about two seasons now, which means I've seen like 40 episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
At least I've been in the same room while it's on.
Yeah.
I don't remember. So it's not about Grey, right?
Not anymore. That's certainly true. Not anymore. It used to be all about her.
And it's not about her anatomy.
No.
Like she doesn't have like an extra pinky. They're just fascinated by it.
Do you know what like Grey's Anatomy is?
It's like a book. It's like a book for normal people to know anatomy.
Exactly. Exactly. And they did a play on words because her name is Meredith Grey.
Uh-huh.
And she's a doctor, and it's also about lots of sex inside of the hospital.
I feel like you just described that the same way. You describing that, I got flashes of like, oh, that sounds like a bunch of other shitty Shonda Rhimes show. It's a Shonda Rhimes show. That's why.
Welcome to Shondaland.
Okay. Katherine Heigl.
Oh, fuck. Yes, she did a movie.
Yes, you're correct.
Now, I cannot remember if it was between the years 1998 and 2003, but it is called... No, it's definitely...
You're right. That was post-Superbad.
Yeah. She did a movie called 27 Dresses about a woman who's been a bridesmaid 27 times and has to wear all these shitty bridesmaid dresses and can't find love, and she's in love with her boss, and all this other shit happens. And then her and James Marsden end up being together.
Now you
and she's got 27 bridesmaids.
Oh, God. You ended up at a lot of weddings.
Oh, fucking hell. Yes, I did.
How many weddings? Not including ours,
of course. Not including ours. Okay. From the time I started going to weddings when I was 20 years old.
And not just going, you were invited.
I was invited. Yeah. Myself, not my family.
How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
Twice.
That's not that much.
Once a maid of honor, once a bridesmaid, yeah.
Oh, okay. I had a feeling that you were like six.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, that falls flat.
Yeah. But do you want to know how many weddings I've been to?
How many weddings?
14.
Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I just halved it.
And yep.
Wow, that's a lot of weddings.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And they're all my friends. They weren't even like weddings I went to with another person. It was like I went to all of those weddings alone and I had a fucking great time.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandy Bullock. Oh God. Was this the year of this isn't really a romantic comedy unless you count
Benjamin. Because The Net came out in like 1985. Yeah, so anything you say is probably a good guess.
I'm just trying to think of like Sandy Bullock films. Speed obviously is one, but it's not a romantic comedy. I know. I'm just talking out loud. There's one. Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Miss Congeniality too. She kind of had a Sandrenaissance.
She's incredible.
She was there and then she left and then she came back. Much like Luke Skywalker discovering the Force.
Hey.
You know, he returned with his new gift, as did Sandy Bullock.
Sure.
And her gift was being fuckable at 40.
Yeah. Good for you, Sandy Bullock. Yeah.
Because she had what? 9 weeks? 9.5 weeks? 2 weeks notice?
2 weeks notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another one.
And then she had While You Were Sleeping.
Mm-hmm. That was before 98. I want to say that was like 94.
Okay. But then there's Hope Floats.
Hope Floats. Oh my God, I love that movie.
And I know these because my mom watched all these.
Yeah. So. Oh my God, Harry Connick Jr. That movie is so good.
Oh God, he was a thing at one point.
He was, and everyone loved him.
I wonder if Wynton Marsalis hangs out with Harry Connick Jr.
Ooh, I don't know. Do you know that he has a talk show?
Does he?
Yeah, it's for ladies like myself.
Is it called Tickling the Keys with Harry Connick Jr.? He just plays like soft like piano noodling over like today we're gonna talk about
oh whatever you want Harry Connick Jr. I'm listening and folding laundry.
Like so those daytime shows, it's just all women, of course,
mostly. Yeah.
And what are the commercials for them?
Mostly medicine. It's mostly pharmaceutical products.
Now, all right, so in the same way that a lot of like football commercials are Viagra, what are they hawking to you?
Stop smoking cigarettes.
Uh-huh. As a lady folding her laundry with a cigarette in her mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's like, maybe I should quit.
Rheumatoid arthritis medicine.
What is that?
It's arthritis that is it's a specific thing. It's like, and it makes it look really bad and your knuckles are swollen up and it gets really like, basically like, nobody can see this, but I'm doing this to my finger.
You're making like a lobster claw.
Yeah. Yeah. My great grandmother had it and she was crippled in a wheelchair by the time she was 38 and she died at 93 and she just had arthritis for that long. And so it runs in my family. My Aunt Katie has it really bad and my mom is getting it. So I have something to look forward to. But hopefully it skips a generation.
Weed needs to be legal everywhere.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God.
Because that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. But I do know if you have very bad hand pain, you might as well just get high.
I can't even, or
CBD. We were talking the other day and you mentioned CBD again. And I put you onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had it in a while because I let my medical card just expire.
Yeah, but it was great.
But it was fantastic. And fuck, man.
It was really, I mean, I would just take
kind of a lifesaver at one point.
Absolutely. you know? And I think that a lot of people who use marijuana as medicine for whatever they have, if headaches, anxiety, so it could do one of two things with the, for anxiety. It can either make it worse or make it better.
What, weed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, depends.
Well, if you smoke it, like I was getting to a point where I was smoking it too long.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to take a break.
Yeah, you have to. You can't just, it's not like smoking a hookah. You have to, like for me, I just like take a couple hits and like I'm good. But, you know, you just have to.
No,
like
too many days in a row, I meant.
Oh, too many days in a row. Okay. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
It starts to mess with your mind.
All right. So rheumatoid arthritis. What
yes.
else? We got shingles.
Yeah.
We have eczema.
Yeah.
Okay.
Psoriasis.
Any birth control at all?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the implants? Are we talking about
the
little
IUD.
Y thing? Okay.
Yep, the IUD.
Any diabetes medicine?
I'm sure.
So this is really just like, we're just popping pills all day
sure.
long. Thanks
yep.
to Ellen.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to just give this, I'm going to throw this to our listeners. I don't know how many we have. If anyone uses the menstrual cup and wants to
write in,
talk to me about it. I'm thinking about it, but I don't really know how it works. And I'm a little afraid to Google it. So if you want to send me a private message, do we have our message email?
I think one of my projects this week is going to be set up the Facebook page
yeah.
so that people can message the Facebook page.
I would love that. Because I want to ask
that'll,
people
that'll
questions.
Probably be up by next episode.
Great.
So we'll just throw that again.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll throw that again. We'll have something up. But remember, if you use a menstrual cup and you want to talk to me about it, I have some questions. Like, does it hurt? how much can it hold? Oh, he's going to bring it up. Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
What's happening?
Oh, I don't know, but there's a lady neckbeard.
Ooh,
she's reviewing the menstrual cup.
We have to.
We will. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Should we just watch it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I'm talking about it. Let's do it.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to my channel.
Oh.
She's from Iceland or something.
Oh, hello.
This moon cup.
Wait, what?
It's a moon cup?
Is that the whole... That looks like she has a fucking thing of Quaker Oats Instant Oats. That's not the whole thing, is it?
No. It's probably got like a few in there.
Jesus Christ, it looks like she's about to pop a can of snakes.
No. That's not what it is. God, I hope not.
This pouch.
Oh, it comes in a tasteful pouch. It's like a little weed bag.
That has all the information that you need in using it. It has this... How to put it in and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm following you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm gonna skip ahead.
So if you don't want to hear about my vagina, then just go somewhere else. Okay. So anyway, my vagina opening is
uh-huh.
very small.
Oh.
Very
oh.
tiny.
Okay.
And I've had troubles even like having sex.
Oh,
with
poor
my
thing.
Vagina.
Oh.
It's so tiny.
Come on, you need to practice.
And
well,
with
that
temples,
hurts, man.
No problems
lube.
At all.
Lube and
because
practice, right?
Just tiny enough, so it just feels a little bit uncomfortable.
She's probably fucking guys
sometimes.
I have no idea what they're doing.
But it's not like
fair
pain.
Enough.
Look at her.
And
poor thing.
My first time trying this out, I couldn't get it in because
okay.
I didn't have blood.
That's what.
So oh, okay,
so
okay.
And even
shut up.
I tried to give this lubricant, which is probably a really bad lubricant because it doesn't work.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
Oh,
anyway, I'm feeling bad
no,
for her.
I
now.
Do too. You just like fast forward and kind of like maybe hopefully she explains it.
I really don't bleed that much.
Okay.
Oh, wow. She's.
She's in. You know what? That's.
I would
talk
say
about
this
brave.
Would be good for like a regular blood because.
Oh my god. Oh no.
How the. Okay.
This is 7 minutes of this woman just like. Shamefully talking about how her periods are not normal.
I mean, she's not. It's not. I wouldn't say shamefully. I'd say that's very.
She's very embarrassed.
She is a little embarrassed, but I think it's fucking brave to be like, "Hey, this is my period, and I'm still gonna review this menstrual cup, but this is how my vagina is because probably a lot of ladies have small vaginas and it hurts them to have sex." And that fucking sucks.
Yeah, sex is great.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I did do some research.
So that's a pretty big that's like a shot glass. That's bigger than a shot glass.
Probably be a lot better for me. And it was called, I think, Melona Shorty.
Okay. So this is the title of this is actually called Review Bella.Evelina Mooncup. It's on the channel Inspiring Alien. It's got 614 views.
Some people
it's the first thing that comes up when you put in menstrual cup review.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she has so few views, but has such good placement.
That's weird.
I mean, people must not be doing their research.
I guess not.
Do you guys not research?
Not really.
Oh, it's you more, gotta Google stuff.
It's more word of mouth between ladies. It really is. It's still very much a, like, have you done this? Do you have an IUD?
You guys gotta get on our level and just Google every disgusting thought that comes into your head.
That's fucking gross, honey. That's not how we work.
I guarantee you people listening have Googled what it's... They've read someone's like live journal entry about the time that they microwaved a cantaloupe and fucked it.
That's a real thing? Did you read that?
I think probably.
Okay. Or did you just make
it's
that
the
up
internet.
Right now?
I just made it up, but it's probably a thing. It's the internet. There's a rule on the internet that if you could think of it, there is a version of it that is sexual on the internet.
Google that what you just said, microwaving a cantaloupe and fucking it. Just Google it right now and see if it comes up.
Urban Dictionary, microwave a melon. Sex for food. Here's a YouTube video.
Hi, I'm Taylor Moore, and this is Sex Your Food.
Oh, this is a skit.
Today's food is, guess what? Cantaloupe. To sex a cantaloupe, you're gonna need some tools. I have, a piece of wood and a knife. You're going to want to slice it right on the
I love this.
In the equidistant. Okay. Oh boy.
Oh, this
wow.
is great.
Look
this
at
great.
That.
This
She's
is...
a beauty.
Yeah,
you're probably
so
thinking,
good.
Can
so
I sex
good.
It now? And I'm telling you, think again, Buster. To actually determine the sex of your cantaloupe, you're going to want to take the half that looks the most welcoming and put it on its side like this. And you're going to want to try and just push your hand through it as far as it
goes.
And the depth will determine whether or not your cantaloupe is
a
lady or a gentleman.
Good.
If you can put your arm in past the elbow, it's a male. And this one is a big boy. And that's how you determine the sex of a cantaloupe. You can talk about cantaloupe with a farmer or any sort of professional fruit. Monger. So this has been Sex Your Food. I'm Taylor Moore. And click on this cantaloupe to see even more. Thank you so much for watching.
Taylor Moore, you're fantastic.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
That was great. Yeah, we might as well get into this then, I guess.
Yeah.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
How's marriage going, hon?
Marriage is wonderful.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. Can't complain.
Today I had a really long day at work, and I texted because I'm going out of town tomorrow. I'm going to visit my parents and my grandma, who is turning 90, and I had a bunch of laundry to do, and I was going to come home early and do it, but I got caught up at work. Just the way it goes sometimes when you're a freelancer. And I said, do you think you could start my laundry for me? And not only did he start the laundry, he finished the laundry and he made dinner.
There you go. On my side of things, I made a big pot of pork on Sunday, and you had it for dinner a few nights.
It did. I ate
so
leftovers.
So we didn't have to go out and spend like $40 every day.
I know.
You probably ended up saving me like $100.
You gotta save your husband money, ladies.
So that's fantastic as well.
And
can't complain. And you got me a meeting with a producer.
I did.
Which is obviously a very cool thing.
I try.
Yeah.
I love you.
No, I love you too.
Do what? Good news, good news, good news.
So I don't have any good news, but I do have hilarious news.
Okay.
So it was revealed last week because our country is now living in an episode of The Twilight Zone, or Black Mirror, actually.
Yeah, I think more Black Mirror.
Yeah, we're living in an episode of Black Mirror where our president is a former reality show star.
Yeah, that was a real episode. That was a real episode of fucking Black Mirror.
And the premise to Idiocracy, too.
Right.
Yeah. President Camacho was a wrestler. Donald Trump had a story arc on WWE Raw where he bought Raw. So,
yeah
that's cool. Anyways, it was revealed last week that President Trump in 2016 paid $130,000 to a porn star,
Stormy Daniels.
Yes. If that's not bad enough that he was bribed by a porn star as he was about to run for president, and paid her,
right?
You know, the United States has a policy of not negotiating with terrorists, but porn stars who can't keep their mouth shut.
I mean,
you got to do what you got to do.
You do.
Yeah. Two things about this came up that is, like I said, not good, but hilarious. One, Stormy Daniels said that Donald Trump had her smack him in the face with a rolled up edition of Forbes that had him on the cover.
That's real life?
Yeah.
I feel like I say that phrase every single time I turn on the news, which is not often anymore.
Nah.
Because I just can't.
I've gone Zero Dark 30 on that.
Yep. But every time I do turn it on, I say, is that real life? And what you just described seems...
There's so many layers to it.
Doesn't even surprise me.
No.
It really doesn't surprise... I don't think anyone in America now, living in the real world, you know, and...
It's exactly what you'd expect him to get hit in the face with.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of those, there's an episode of Doctor Who where they're stuck in a hotel and it's amazing. It's a fantastic episode. It's one of the better Matt Smith ones.
Oh.
Where you're in the hotel and you're chased by what's the thing with the bull on its head? The Minotaur.
Minotaur, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But during this thing in the hotel, eventually, like the thing is, like everyone goes like, oh, you're going to eventually be drawn to a room and you're not going to know why you're drawn to that room and you're going to open the door and the thing that you're most scared of is going to be there waiting for you. And you don't know what it is, but when you see it, it's going to make perfect sense. And so they show like everyone's thing except for the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And when the doctor opens it up, he's not like terrified or anything. He has this look of relief. And I feel like I've talked about this on Girlfriend Movies. He has this look of relief where he just kind of goes, oh, yeah, of course. And then it cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what happens after that. Because it's supposed to be you die right after you see whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my version of that. It's when I hear that Donald Trump likes to get smacked in the face with an... He's been on a lot of magazines. I'm sure he's been on the cover of GQ, Esquire. He's probably been on the cover of Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely been on the cover of Newsweek and Time. Inquirer. You know, you name it. He's probably been on the cover of it. But he likes to be hit in the face with the business magazine. He's like, yes, I was good enough to be on the cover of the business one because I'm such a good businessman. Hit me again.
I'm 6'3".
I'm 6'3" and 235 pounds.
I do not have heart disease. I don't know what you're talking about. I do not have heart
disease.
Don't.
And we're not even talking. And honestly, like, if anyone's mad right now, we're not even talking about any. We're not even talking about his policies.
Nope.
We're talking about just how much of a farce all of this.
It's just it's a funny, funny joke clown car.
Yeah.
But that's not a funny joke because this is real life.
Number two.
Yeah.
Because this is the story apparently that keeps on giving. And even if it's not true, the fact that it's out there with any shred of validity kind of just shows you where we stand to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine if someone came out and was like, George W. Bush not only cannot read, but he has to be told all of his briefings in colorful pop-up books. We'd all be like, that's funny. That's definitely not true, though.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
It's funny,
because
but it's not true.
That's like a Daily Show joke.
Yeah. But yeah. But that's not true, though.
Right.
Right. You hear this and you're like, I don't know if that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second Stormy Daniels bombshell, apparently this was a level 5 Stormy.
Oh,
Daniels.
Shit.
She says
category 5 Stormy.
Daniels. It's just what if what if she's just a lot of tiny Daniels in a human suit?
Daniel Bryan's.
Just a lot of Daniel Bryan's.
Daniel
counting
Bryan's.
Yes. It's
yes,
a new
yes, yes
movement.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
She says that he said when they were like, you know, like the pre-sex talk, the chat
sure,
in a way,
sure.
You know, before you get down to business, you got to have like 10 minutes.
You got to talk to the person.
Yeah. It's like you never jump right into business when you go to a business meeting. You ask how their day is. You know,
sure.
What are the kids up to? How was traffic? You know,
just the small talk.
Yeah. Just to kind of like relax a little mm-hmm. bit. Then you go. So his version of that is going, you're so beautiful. You know, you look just like my daughter. You gotta give a Ric Flair to that one. I'm not making it up. I read it and I didn't check to see if it was real or like whatever, but it was on my thread. It was reported by New York Times. And yeah,
you know, we can't have a kid until this president is out.
Well, I mean, it's not like our kid's going to be aware.
I know, but like,
he's not going to turn on until whoever's next is next. So I think we're all fine.
Okay.
I think we're going to be good. But that was good news.
Yeah.
And I got insurance finally.
Yeah, and he got health and dental.
Yeah. And I settled a long-standing accident suit.
Yeah.
Finally
getting
well,
it's been
due. Settled and now like checks in the mail.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Thank God. Anyone who's out there who has gone through litigation and like, I'm not a sue happy kind of guy. I don't have the resources just be hiring lawyers to fucking sue everyone
sure.
that wrongs me.
Obviously.
Anyone who's going through litigation and like you're waiting on that check, poof. Stay strong, man.
Yeah, we
ladies,
feel for you.
Feel
yeah.
for you. It's coming. Just gotta get a day job.
Mm-hmm. Keep your head up.
Yeah, you do not get rich. You know, getting hit by cars.
No, it's a
that's
a bad way to. It's a bad way to try to get paid. So
that's why I'm always looking at those skateboarders. We're like,
oh,
you gotta
I
watch
know.
Them. They're
my
running
God.
In the middle of the street. They're just—they got nothing to lose. You're either gonna kill them and then it's lights out anyways,
yeah.
Or you're gonna hurt them and then you gotta pay them a bunch of money.
Fucking hell,
it's not good.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Live from 24 Hour News 8.
What's the professor's name?
Miss it.
Yeah,
Leon can count. By the way, I got you Cinnabons.
What?
I bought you Cinnabons. They're
Where
in the kitchen.
Where are they?
You just got to make them. But they're there.
God, I want to do you.
So I got a couple of videos here. This one I just saw from Hold My Beer on Reddit, which I'm a huge fan of.
Oh.
If you're not watching Hold My Beer or...
Idiots Fighting Things.
Idiots Fighting Things. Oh, Idiots Fighting Things is kind of sad.
It is a little sad. It's just a lot of people like falling on tables and
it
shit.
It is. Yeah, it's a lot of Buffalo Bills fans falling through tables.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
They made the playoffs for the first time
okay,
in
so they
18
just
years.
Want to jump the tables and shit. I get it. Okay.
Tables are not cheap.
And they hurt.
Despite what wrestling would have you believe, folding 6 foot, 8 foot tables are not easy to come by.
Yeah, damn it.
It's not like there's just a table factory.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
So, usually Hold My Beer shit ends pretty bad. That's why it's fun. So, here's Hold My Beer. And I apologize to everyone because I don't think there's any sound for this. It's just a skateboard guy and he's about to do something real dumb.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no.
And it worked out.
Oh, good. It did. That was so scary.
So this guy, he does a nice 360 flip. He's rolling down into a bowl. He picks it up, puts it on his butt, does a little finger flip with the skateboard, and actually successfully drops in on his back on the board and is probably relieved that he didn't crush his fingers, break his neck.
Yeah.
God damn. I miss being 21.
I do too.
Remember you could just take unnecessary risks?
Yeah, man.
Fuck, whatever happened to that? I remember.
You got old. That's what happens.
I remember. I used to skateboard when I was younger, and I used to be one of the better ones in town. Oh, that's the one thing about being a boy in high school is that you're always comparing yourself to just like this small bubble you live in.
Yeah.
As if it matters. As if you shouldn't just trying to be the best version of you can be.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's just what kids do. Especially kids from small towns, it's hard to not like...
Yeah. I'm the best kid in town.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to not be like in a competition with your fellow kids. Hello, fellow kids.
Hi, fellow children. And I remember even when I was 23 and after like a lifetime of wrestling, my joints are all fucked up. Mm-hmm. I can still take a bump, but I can't. I recover so much slower. Pain stay with me all day, you know. Today, I actually had to Google, why do my shoulders hurt? I Googled achiness in shoulders at the collarbone. And then I was talking to the person next to me. And okay.
What?
1 second, everyone.
Hey, Google, shut up.
All right.
Still listening to us.
Oh, it heard me say the thing.
Yeah.
In close enough relation to...
Oh, my God.
The other thing, and then a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google's always listening. It's going to kill everyone.
Yep. Black Mirror.
But I went to a skate park when I was 23, and I really put an honest effort in to go every day at 6 o'clock and skateboard and because I was like, man, I'd be fine with just being the old guy at the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who skateboards knows this guy. He's the guy who doesn't wear a shirt. He's really tan.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do anything like impressive, but he can shred that bowl really well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not doing anything risky, but he's just really good at the one thing he's doing.
Yeah.
And so I start doing that. I'm getting my feel for it. I'm a bigger guy, so it takes a little bit more to pump on the inclines and stuff. After I fall about 5 times, I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
As a 23-year-old man, I had to wear wrist guards.
Yep.
And I was just like, no, it's not worth it. I don't know how my uncle does it. My uncle still skates skateboards, and he's been skateboarding since the mid-80s. He was actually a professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
And his
Eric?
Yep. Mm-hmm. His bread and butter was riding bowls. He competes at Huntington and the Masters. I remember being there one year when he was competing, and I'm forgetting their fucking names, but Tony Hawk and Bob Burnquist both came up to him separately and were like, Eric, hey, how's it going, man? Because they looked up to him when they were younger.
Wow.
They would get his tapes. And so he just missed the boat. He got Shit. Out. He had kids right before, you know, everything blew up with like Tony
right.
Hawk.
Right. Shit, man.
But it's insane.
That's nuts.
I don't know how he fucking does it. I mean, he I guess he just falls right. He learned how to knee slide, does all the things well.
Probably it's like
fuck, man. You got,
he's got internal calluses everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got hard cartilage.
Yeah.
But like I learned at that point that like if you want to be good at something, you're going to have to fail a lot and you're going to have to fall a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's a life lesson.
It's a good lesson to learn. But I also learned you can't do that with everything.
That
you
got
to
so
pick
true.
Your battles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
All right. And next thing we got here.
Jesus.
I found this on Cringe on Reddit.
How old is this? It's 6 years old.
Seven. Yeah. 6 years old. It's Mike Tyson talking about why he went vegan.
Okay.
I guess he's a vegan now.
He's been a vegan for 6 years at least.
Good, yeah.
For this stuff, you know? And I don't know. I'm thinking
he's
I'm
vegan too.
Oh, yeah. You're a vegan?
Yeah, yeah.
What changed you?
Wow, I need I just threw up the white flag. It was too many prison cells, too many jails, too many lawsuits, too many bankruptcies, and too many women, too many venereal diseases, too many everything. I got tired, I really got tired of, every time my prostitute girlfriend came back for a trip, I had to sleep with her, you know, so I used to say, I'm going to live a different life.
Hey, wait a minute,
I'm going to live a different life,
but
you know.
You made a
You're right, champ. I'm sorry. I was a prostitute hunter.
Let me stop you there, point is you made a switch. You consciously made a choice.
Thank God.
And
to see him
up there
talking
about this, I mean, this is going to take to present all of this on stage on Broadway.
Yes.
What?
It's going to take
Does Mike Tyson know what veganism is?
No.
I think because what he just described was womanizing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't mention anything about his diet.
He has no idea what it is.
Maybe he just like, I like tigers. How can I have a pet tiger and then eat meat? I don't know. I'm not a tiger. I like birds.
That pigeon.
I like pigeons. You guys want to raise pigeons later?
I thought that when he was talking about, like, when he was first talking about, it's too many prisons, too many jails. I was like, oh, is he talking about, like, chicken farms and shit like that? Okay, Mike Tyson, you're deep and shit.
All right, we get it. You're not into factory farming. Good for you, Mike
but
Tyson.
No, I gave him way too much credit right off the bat.
I honestly think Mike Tyson is a lot. Guys are always. There's a thing that guys do, and like I'm not going to apologize for it. But we do this thing where we give guys that seem real dumb a lot more credit than they show they deserve.
Okay.
I genuinely think Mike Tyson is a lot smarter and more intellectual and well-read than people give him credit for.
He may be, but he sure as hell doesn't know what veganism is.
I mean, like you hear that like he reads a book a day or at least a book a week now.
I don't
doesn't
do that,
watch
so
TV. Plays piano. He converted to Islam. Mm-hmm. Is still like he's still a devout Muslim or mm-hmm. whatever, and like all of that. Like and like not to say that like any religion is better than the other, but that takes a conscious effort and it takes discipline.
Yes,
and discipline to me is a virtue of someone who at least has enough thought and forethought to like make a plan and then stick with it. And
right.
A part of sticking with a plan is, you know, weighing the pros and cons in the long term and the short term. And I guess the short of it is that, like, you know, you have to be well thought to do that.
Absolutely.
Unless you blindly do it and you're an idiot and you're just doing something because it's popular or
right.
whatever. Cool. That's all. So I guess What I'm saying is I don't know anything about none.
Sure, sure. And no one does, and that's okay.
Oh, man. But, you know, he was a prostitute hunter, and that's why...
How many views does that have?
It has 443,000.
Okay. So it's not like a viral clip.
Nah.
But...
Isn't that insane? You remember when things used to have like 1 million, 2 million views? Funny thing about you, I don't think we talked about before. You actually cut a viral video back in the early, like, you know, like subterranean amoebic jelly days of viral videos.
Yeah, I did.
You cut the video that would become Afro Ninja.
Not really.
Oh, you said you did.
No, that's, I told you, I don't know if that's the one that it, I think it is.
With the auditions.
Yeah,
the
with
terrible
the auditions.
Stuntman auditions.
Yeah, but that was posted by my agency, and I cut the video representing the agency. So no, I did not cut that video. I took the video, put it in a sizzle, and we sent it out into the world.
Oh, okay.
Didn't mean to confuse you there.
Oh, you got me all.
I haven't cut anything.
Any
that's
viral?
Cool. No. Yeah. No, I haven't. The only really cool thing that I've cut. No, I don't even want to talk about it. It's not even cool. So.
No, I think it's cool. I don't know what it is. It's probably cool.
It's not that cool because it got stolen from me.
Oh. What was it?
Paul Scheer did a thing. Called it was like Sheer RL.
Yeah, where he did a redos of SN or of a TRL, but with like the Largo crowd.
Yep. And I cut the Camille Nanjiani plays Mariah Carey episode, and it's the funniest thing that I've ever done as an editor. And I think I don't know if it went viral, but it was pretty popular. But I started the cut. I didn't finish it.
And then the whoever finished it got the edited by credit.
Correct.
Ah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Even though they left most of my edits. That's kind of when I stopped becoming an editor and took on more assistant editing gigs because I just kept thinking that shit's going to keep happening.
Right.
So I'm done for now.
So anyways, we went to Jumanji.
Yes. Back to where we started.
So this comes off of the heels of another thing that we'll get to after. But this motherfucking kid.
Oh, my fuck.
Would not shut the fuck up.
Oh, my gosh.
During the movie, he just, every time something fucking happened, he'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. Did you see what happened? Why is his eye so milky? Oh, did you see? He kicked her. Oh, they're dancing now, but they're fighting. And they said that she was good at dance fighting. Oh, my God, I can't. And it's just like.
And it's, we're not talking about a kid, like a child. Like a,
this like is like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, we're not talking about like a little 6-year-old or like a little 4-year-old who can't really control his mouth.
He was talking, he was speaking as if he was a little Italian orphan boy from the 1920s who has never even thought of the concept of a movie before.
Right.
So he's just
moving
like,
pictures.
Oh, no, the people are on the screen. They're so big. How'd they get there?
The little mouse is whistling.
Oh, this is magic.
It's whistling.
Oh, what kind of black cauldron is this?
But not only was he talking, he was kicking the back of my chair.
Yeah.
And like, not, I don't know why.
He was stomping on that chair. He was crushing some fucking grapes on your chair.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't saying anything. Until we just both got so mad that at the same time, we both turned around and said, please be quiet. Just please. And we said, please be quiet. We didn't say shut up. We didn't say shut the fuck up. We didn't do anything like that. We were actually polite and say, hey, please be quiet. Obviously, shut the fuck up, kid. We're trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
It's not like this kid has never been to a fucking movie before. Let's be honest.
No. He was just, you and I've been there before. He's that kid that sits the furthest away from the adult So when he sits down in his head, he gets real excited and is just like, I'm the unattended one.
Right.
I get to do whatever I want. And I'm usually pretty cool, calm, and collected in most situations. But this kid was, I can't fucking stand people ruining my movie experience.
I know.
And I had to turn around and I was so close to just going, hey, you shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to remember that this is someone's kid. Their parents might be there. I certainly wouldn't appreciate someone like yelling at my kid if we had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I can either that or they know. But you're gambling at that point.
Totally.
So I tried to be polite.
Yep.
And wouldn't you know it, being polite didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
I eventually had to, I kind of lost it a little bit. I started trying to swat at his knee to get his attention, because even though I'm waving my fucking hands in the air, trying to make eye contact with him, because how fucking obvious is it when someone in front of you is looking at right at you in a movie theater going, hey, can you please be quiet?
Yeah.
And this kid is like, he's looking past me so much that it's just negligent. He is choosing to ignore me.
Right.
And I was, that's when I got mad and I started fucking slapping at his legs, and that's when he actually stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, I had to become an 11-year-old kid to deal with an 11-year-old.
Yes.
I'm like, no, you're stupid. You're stupid.
You stop.
You're the dumb butt.
Well, it happened on Friday too. I mean,
yeah. Oh, and eventually that kid's chaperone, because I think it was a group of kids, and that kid's chaperone eventually was like, "Thomas, be quiet," or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Because she clearly has no idea what the fuck is happening with her children,
and like he's the in a room full of people, he's the only one talking.
Yeah,
like I get it. Like I've been in. Where were we? I went to, I don't know why I did this. I think because this was when I had nothing to do and I was working from home, and I was like, well, I got 3 hours. I guess I'll just get drunk and go watch Sonny with a Chance of Meatballs too.
Good for you.
And I went to the Glendale Americana and I saw it, and it's a room full of kids, and of course they just do what kids at movie theaters do and just talk all the fucking time. I didn't care. I was half in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And again, serves me right for going to the Glendale Americana and seeing a movie for kids.
The Pacific Theater does not give a fuck about about your movie experience.
No,
so.
We really should have complained and got some movie tickets.
Oh, we should have. Yeah. Shit, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
But then on Friday, we went to go see one of our favorite.
Oh, God,
she's not a new comic. She's new to us, though, in the last year. Christina Pajitsky, also known as Christina P, and she's a co-host with her husband, Tom Segura, from Your Mom's House podcast.
That we are loyal fans of.
Yeah, I luckily work really close to the Ice House in Pasadena. So when they announced that they had a second show, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm getting those tickets. So we went to see it. It was a great time. Fucking Steve Simeone killed it.
God, I love him.
Fuck, that guy is hilarious.
And Marilyn Ricegub, who was so fucking charming.
Yeah.
So charming.
Gail the Snail from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
She's so great.
She's fucking hysterical. It was a great night. And
so
the
amazing.
The host, I don't remember who the host
was. Ryan something.
Ryan something. But he was good too.
He was
as far as hosts for those nights go. He was solid. They had a fucking solid lineup there.
Yeah, that was a wonderful show.
But there were these two women sitting in front of you, really, not me.
Yeah, it was in front of our friend Candace. We brought Candace with us. I bring Candace everywhere.
Candace is our third wheel.
Yeah. So so Candace was sitting next to me, and then in front of Candace
were two women, and they just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I mean,
they did the thing
like talking audibly, not even trying to whisper or anything like that.
They did the thing where they took the stand-up set as like a suggestion for their next conversation.
Yeah.
So while this guy is up there like talking about being young and like wanting pizza and how he would scheme with his brothers to convince their dad to have a pizza night on Friday, they're like, oh, oh, I remember pizza night. And blah, 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 blah.
And it was like, so loud that it was distracting.
And I know how we sound right now.
Oh, yeah. Old as fuck. Grandma and Grandpa DeRocher.
We get
right
it.
Now. We get it. We've been those kids that are like, oh, adults just don't like fucking let us do what we want. You know what? Fuck you, kids.
I grew up on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
I know it's fun to talk during movies. I mean, I'd like to think I didn't ruin Transformers for someone because that movie ruins itself.
Sure.
But my friends and I fucking destroyed that movie the first time we saw it because we couldn't believe how bad it was. We were still on the Michael Bay train.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, I was like, Michael Bay is fucking good. Did you see Armageddon? Did you see The Rock? He's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that movie comes out and you're like, oh, this is fucking terrible. And Shia LaBeouf is cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just start naturally making fun of it. And we start pissing the fuck off of these like college bros behind us. And
were
we
you in high school when this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do the thing that, for some reason, I have a history of doing this. Just start throwing Skittles at random people in the
audience. Oh, you piece of shit. We would not have dated back in the day. You would have annoyed the fucking holy hell out of me.
I would have goaded you into it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have brought you over to the dark
side. I would have been like, who
the Skittles throwing?
I would have been like, why are you throwing Skittles? Those are my favorite candies. Give them to me. What the fuck is wrong with you? Give me your Skittles, child. You're 2 years younger than me. I have more power than you. Give me your fucking Skittles.
And then I'd throw a Skittle at you.
And then I would punch you in the face. And then I would tell my dad, and he would come after you.
No, because you punched me.
No, and he would say, who threw the Skittle at you, Mayor? And I'd point it at you, and then he would...
And I'd be like, yeah, but your daughter was accosting me for no reason. And I just did what came naturally by doing the thing she told me to stop doing.
And I'd be like, oh, I'll get it.
Okay. I just followed the rules of improv before I knew them.
You fucking little turd. You were that little fucking turd, weren't you?
No, I wasn't that kid. No.
I don't know.
No, because he was entertaining himself and I was entertaining my friends.
No, you were the turd.
No. We would make each other laugh. No, we wouldn't do it for each. We wouldn't do it for ourselves. If I went to a
turd.
No, if I went to a thing by myself when I was younger, I would just sit there politely and watch it because I like watching movies. I used to go to movies by myself all the time back east.
Mm-hmm.
A depressing amount.
Movies are fun. I don't think.
But and so like I get it. We sound like we're curmudgeons.
Cratchety,
and we're just,
old,
we suck.
Old
and
fuckers.
We're just ruining everyone else's joy.
But the okay.
But you also got to understand that we have a lot of we had a lot of hours clocked in live theater and live shows.
Yes.
And we don't even need to be told what the etiquette of a live show is because we come from a place where it kind of polices itself. It's like,
yeah.
If there's a drunk in the audience, I mean, yeah, it's going to happen, but
absolutely.
they'll eventually find their way out because people will stop entertaining them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just like, you know, they don't, that's how it goes. And like, you know, at improv shows, you laugh, you participate as much as necessary, you know, and same thing goes with stand-up. I haven't done a lot of hours on the stand-up stage, but you know, I did about 2 years of open mics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know how to be a fucking audience member in a stand-up, you know.
Yeah. Remember the first time I did stand-up? I got a heckler.
That's what happens. I mean, well.
That's a student show.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like you were doing crowd work. When you ask the crowd a question, that's crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
And some crowd members don't know that all that's required of them is to answer that question and then shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like there's this guy at the show who is a big fan of their podcast and kept shouting all of the catchphrases after the host specifically said at the beginning of the show, hey, you like all those catchphrases they have? Don't say them.
Just
we get it. We all know them.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Just let her do her material.
And so these people just talked through the whole fucking thing, and it didn't ruin it
and
for us.
And the thing is,
but it
well,
was
with
annoying.
Kids, with kids, it's I mean, it's not different, but it's like kids are going to be kids, right? Kids are going to talk. Kids are going to do stupid shit. Kids are going to throw Skittles. Kids are going to do that because they're kids. They got all these fucking hormones. They have no idea what the fuck's going on with their body. They're just dumb. Adults, on the other hand, grown-ass people should know how to fucking behave in a public place.
But that's the thing. It's like a lot of these people, they don't get out a lot.
I guess not, man. I guess not.
When you're like us and you're going out every week, every other week to a live show, like, yeah, a lot of that comes second nature. But if you're just like fucking Kathy from Human Resources and this is the one time that you're going to go out all year and you're there with Bethany and you haven't seen Bethany in forever because she's only in town for a conference.
Or Todd and Chad go out and they haven't seen each other since Frat Boy Tuesday.
Yeah,
and,
like they're not going to fucking know.
Like 2 years ago.
That's not an excuse, but I can imagine that being an explanation. But still, if you see that you're the only fucking person talking in the audience, that means you need to shut the fuck up.
Especially, there was a man that turned around. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a man that turned around and just went and just put his finger to his lips.
Yeah, you got to be polite. You got to kill him with kindness.
Exactly.
As soon as you start being rude.
Yeah, then it gets out of hand.
Then it turns hostile.
Yeah,
and then they
really
feel
does.
Like they're the victims.
Yeah, and then it's a whole thing. I think that was a nice ending. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. All right. I guess we're done then.
Yeah, I'm done.
You got anything to say about the wrestling?
I like wrestling. No.
Paige is done.
Paige
Bobby
is
Roode's
done.
The U.S. title holder.
Yep.
Raw is turning 25.
Yeah. We watched an Enzo Amore thing, and he really is an asshole.
He seems like a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. He's an asshole amore.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Hey, we love you.
Hey. And also, if you want to leave a comment on our iTunes page, go ahead and do that. If you don't, whatever. I don't read them. I don't actually use iTunes, but I understand that this is where most of our subscribers come from.
I will read them.
Okay.
You
Marianne
have,
will read
you
them.
You don't have
leave
to
a
read
comment.
Them.
Marianne's going to read them. And then she's going to tell me about them.
Yeah.
And then if they're bad, she'll get real mad. And then I'll tell her, hon, why are you reading the comments?
I know.
And,
hey, everybody, if I could just say one thing, just be kind to each other. Be a little kinder to each other. I met some really kind people today and it made my day.
Aw.
It really did. I had a nice lady drive me to work this morning. She was wonderful. And we talked about kindness and good character.
Aw.
And it was great.
I walked by a homeless man. And he asked me for some change and I didn't have any. And he's like, well, you got a coffee.
Did you give him the coffee?
No, I paid like $5 for that coffee. It's a Phil's coffee. That's a good ass coffee. It had some ginger snap in it.
Ooh,
it was delicious.
Girl, shit.
Fucking good ass coffee.
Well, sometimes homeless people just, you know. Anyway.
All right, later, everyone. Goodbye. See you.